Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 180. This is the episode for the 20th of December 2009, and I'm your host, Paul. Hi everyone.
And I'm Catherine. Paul's not very well.
No. Really, I should have this week off because I can barely talk or
even sit up. Well, it could have just been me, but it'd probably be a bit boring.
Yeah, we can't have just you, dude, because you didn't know how to do it.
Rude.
Right, moving along, we have a letter from... Oh, as once again, Adam isn't joining us again.
Yes.
Because he's off doing whatever he's doing. Right. So we have a letter from a Mr. Switters.
Tillers.
Yeah, I'll explain in a bit.
Yeah.
Are we sure we haven't done this?
What?
Oh, it was a Saturday, wasn't it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because we did it on the Friday.
Right. I found you podcast a few months ago and have really enjoyed listening. Keep up the great work. Ass kissing aside, I do have a quick question for all of you. What is your top three games you are most looking forward to next year? Right now, mine would be 1. Heavy Rain. Heavy, spelled wrong. 2. God of War 3. 3, spelled with a word. And 3. Red Dead Redemption with Final Fantasy 13 close behind. So really, it's not the top three games whatsoever, it is the top four.
Yep.
But thank you, Mr. Switters. He then goes on and posts a little comment saying, sorry about the misspellings of poor grammar on my last post. Shame on me.
Yes.
Yes, but I wouldn't have even mentioned it if you hadn't said that.
No.
Well, except apart from the, obviously, first bit where I found you podcast.
Maybe he posted it late at night.
Well, I suppose it's better than the homeopathy spam I'm getting on my blog from some crazy Indian person.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we're going to talk about the games of 2010, which we are looking forward to.
Yeah.
And Catherine has stolen my mouse.
I don't really have a top three.
Do you have a top four.
You have a top four.
Because I follow the Twitter guy who said four, even though he meant three.
Do you want to tell him your top...
No, shall we make everyone guess what they are?
Sorry.
Hey.
Well, no, you can tell them your top four.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to find something out.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to go on No Game Across Twitter. Can you go on... Oh, it's logged in anyway. Because I don't need to find out someone's name. Yeah. Don't want to tell them your top three. You want them to guess. It's not a competition, Paul.
Oh. Well, shall we start off with some things people have submitted to us?
Okay, because I asked it on the Twitter feed if anyone would like to tell them, us even, their games they're looking forward to. Fortunately, we've only had one person respond to it.
Well, we had Tim and Charlotte as well.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying on the Twitter thing.
Yeah,
but
nobody uses Twitter.
I do. We had Narmonteto. Can you say that?
That is how I would pronounce it.
Narmonteto said that January and March months are going to be intense, but they're looking forward to Heavy Rain because they think the game's unique. Not sure what's coming out in March. I know January's Mass Effect. March. I don't know. I will agree with Narmonteto as Heavy Rain. Oh, and I'll agree with Switters as well, because Heavy Rain's probably like one of the games I'm looking forward to most, I think. I don't really know what's coming out at the moment next year. Really?
Oh, well, it's nice to see that somebody researched this topic.
I didn't realise Switters was asking us what our top three were. Otherwise, I would have done a bit more looking into it.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I actually made an Excel doc today about pre-orders. And I suppose I'm looking forward to Final Fantasy 13.
Woo, I'm sure that would be fun.
And Bioshock 2, even though I haven't played Bioshock yet.
I'm sure that would be fun also.
But I'm just looking forward to it because of the setting as well, so that's my main thing for Bioshock. I think that's all I'm looking forward to, really. I'm sure there's a few other games that I'll pre-order, but... No...
Alright, well, Tim mentioned Formula 1 2010.
Yes.
It's nice to see Tim advocating such a rich and innovative product as Formula One games.
They're quite expensive.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Bernie Ecclestone needs his ivory back scratcher. Right. He also recommended Dawn of War 2, Chaos Rising. I don't know about you, but I don't have a fracking clue about Dawn of War games, so we'll just move along.
I don't really. I know Tim likes them. That's pretty much it. You okay?
I'm waiting for you to read the next
Okay, I wasn't sure if... It's like you just stopped.
Well, that's the point. I stop and then you start.
Charlotte, my sister, is looking forward to Mass Effect 2. She's been playing a lot of Mass Effect recently, mainly because she realised... Well, she found out Mass Effect comes out in January. Well, the second one comes out in January.
Whoopee-doo-dah.
So she's got to finish the first one. I don't know if Mass Effect 2 is going to be any good.
Time will tell.
Because if it's anything like BioWare's other games in the past... Knights of the Old Republic 2 was buggy as hell because they had to get it out in time. So hopefully Mass Effect 2 will actually be finished as opposed to being released all buggy. So yeah. The next one we can ignore. We've got next on the list Paul's top 4. I don't know what order they come in.
There's no particular order really.
No.
Although I will say obviously... I mean, this is obvious. Anyone who listens to the show must know these are my top 4. Otherwise, you are fail. StarCraft 2, Supreme Commander 2, Silent Hunter 5, and WoW Cataclysm. And it's just so obvious. What else is there? There's nothing else coming out.
You even have a breath in between them.
Why do you need a breath? We know what they are. They're brilliant. Well, if they suck, then there's going to be trouble.
Yeah.
So yes, Blizzard, if your games suck, and Ubisoft, if your game sucks, look out. And Square Enix-infested gas-powered had better not make Supreme Commander suck by having stupid cutscenes and lots of robots in short skirts.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, so StarCraft 2, obviously it's a sequel to StarCraft, hence the number 2 of this name. It basically carries on from where Brood War left off and is a strategy game. Also, Supreme Commander 2 is also a sequel to Supreme Commander 1. Supreme Commander 1 was voted my best RTS ever by me at some point in the past. So yeah, the main thing with Supreme Commander is obviously the size of the whole game and the fact you can zoom all the way out to see the whole battlefield, which frankly playing any other RTS now just is so annoying because you've got this tiny little frame with a couple of units in, and that's all you can fracking see, and it does my nutting. Silent Hunter 5, as you may have guessed, is also a sequel to Silent Hunter 4. Silent Hunter 4 sucked because it was set in the stupid, boring Pacific with the stupid Japanese and the silly Americans.
Isn't this Pacific?
No, this is Atlantic.
Oh, with Atlantic.
The Kriegsmarine.
Okay. Silent Hunter 5, is it Battle of the Atlantic or something like that? Battle for the Atlantic.
Who cares what it is? I'm a U-boat dude again, not a stupid Japanese or American silly submarine with their crappy silly stuff.
It looks good.
I have my German crew out there in the bad weather, not sitting on the deck in the sunshine like they are in the Pacific. Also, this is a submarine game.
Which looks good.
Yeah, it does look really good.
We've been looking at the Ubisoft forums, checking it out.
Hopefully it corrects the issues with previous games, such as the engine only running at 1024x768, which is fracking annoying. Although it did in Silent Hunter 4 allow you to actually resize the window, the game still actually rendered that resolution. So if you played it full screen on a big monitor, it looked crap. So yeah, fix that. And don't goof it up by having silly, like, arcade action where I can just drive a submarine around with a steering wheel and like press buttons and fire and stuff. You know, I need my notepad and my protractor and all my bits and bobs to calculate how to fire at stuff to actually hit anything. Because obviously these torpedoes are a bit slow and they take a while to reach their target. Oh, the target moved. WoW Cataclysm is the expansion pack to World of Warcraft, adding a level 85 level cap, a redone Azeroth, and maybe a couple of missions and bits and bobs here and there.
Goblins?
Oh yeah, there's two new playable factions. The Worgens, who are now part of the Alliance, and a bunch of goblins who decided they could make more money off the Horde than the Alliance.
Yeah.
So yeah, Tuesday's game should be relatively, should probably be in the first half of the year.
So at 105, did we find out it was March time they were aiming for?
Well, yeah, so if we say Silent Hunter and Supreme Commander will be first half quarter. Of 2010, well, first half.
First half.
We give them some leeway, so I won't get angry at them when they hit to, like, good April or something. Mm. And StarCraft 2 and Wild Cataclysm, hopefully, will make it out at the end of next year. Yeah, I mean, StarCraft 2, it should really be out. I mean, come on, it looks like StarCraft 1, only done in a 3D engine. What's the fracking holdup? You know, you can balance it after you release it. I'm not bothered about that. I don't care if the Zerg are massively overpowered. They should be massively overpowered. It's the Zerg. Even though that stupid Sarah Kerrigan is obviously nowhere near as cool as the Overmind.
Should I mention some stuff for Heavy Rain? Because you were doing, like, little explanations of everything.
Yeah, what's this Heavy Rain? Is it somehow related to Heavy Water?
What the hell's Heavy Water?
What's it? H4O, something or other, I don't know.
Okay.
It's water with an extra neutron or something.
Okay. Like that, well, it's made by Quantic Dream.
Whoever they are.
The guys who brought us Fahrenheit, a.k.a. Indigo Prophecy for those in America, and they also did Omicron/Nomad Soul.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, D2O is in deuterium, so it's instead of having the regular isotope of hydrogen, it has deuterium, which has an extra neutron.
Okay.
Which makes it like twice as heavy. So you have like one jug of water here, and one jug of there, and one's twice as heavy as the other. And you probably don't want to drink too much of the other one. Like a lot, because you'll get heavy and you'll be plodding along with your heavy body.
Can I talk now?
And the freezing point is also 3.82 degrees centigrade. Carry on.
Thank you. It's made by David Cage, well, creative director guy's David Cage, and he likes film a lot. If anyone who played Fahrenheit, it's probably going to be quite similar, but a bit more interactive in action points. It looks really interesting. It's focused around loads of different characters and kind of has a soap opera kind of feel to it, I think, but not cheesy. Hopefully it'll be good. And just like Fahrenheit, some of the motion capture stuff will be really, really creepy to look at because of how uncanny it is. But yeah, that's cool. And then everyone knows what Final Fantasy XIII is. I don't know anything about the characters. But yeah. I really don't think there's any other games I'm looking forward to that much. Mainly because I can't remember anything. There's a few DS games I'm interested in. Other than that...
Pardon me?
I suppose Arkham Asylum 2 might be good. That should be coming out next year. But yeah.
Arkham Asylum 2 already?
Oh yeah, we haven't mentioned that, have we? So, because we did GamerCast last week on the Friday night instead of on the Sunday like normal, we missed the Spikes VGA Awards, which included the announcement of Star Wars Force Unleashed 2, a new true crime game. Did you know that? I told you about it, didn't I? New true crime?
Yeah, true crime what?
I don't know what... Oh,
Streets of Baghdad.
I think it's set in Hong Kong or China.
Streets of Hong Kong?
I don't know if that's what it's called. What else did they announce?
Streets of King Kong.
Streets of King Kong, okay. As well as True Crime, they announced... There was something else, as well as Arkham Asylum 2. I can't really remember what it was. Oh, bum. But yeah, so they all got announced... last Saturday. So hopefully they'll be interesting. What are you looking for?
The spelling of Arkham Asylum.
Oh, I want my new phone. We got it. Yeah, okay, cool. So they all got announced. And yeah, so that's cool. I'm sure a few people are probably looking forward to them. Uncharted 2 won Game of the Year as well, which I reckon Arkham Asylum should have won a couple more awards, but can't do anything about that. So yeah, my next thing to talk about, unless Paul's going to start playing a game, is Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks.
Fun, I can't wait.
Because I got it last week, of course, when it came out, and said that I'd mention it a bit more on this week's show. I'll only make it quick, but...
Good, I'm sleepy.
I've done two of the dungeons so far. I'm on my way to the third one. I think it's really good. Only downside I'd say is the train's a bit slow. But other than that, it's really, really good, and it's cute. And I'd never say it's bad for the fact that he's driving a train. It's got a few little added bits here and there as well. I haven't finished Phantom Hourglass, so I'm not entirely sure of the features in that, as I got stuck in a level. But it's nice because you've got the pipes to play by blowing in the DS. I had a couple of people ask me questions, and I had to answer by speaking into my DS yesterday, which I thought was quite interesting. And there was something else, but I can't remember what. Either way, it's a nice little game, and I recommend anyone who liked Phantom Hourglass to play it, or anyone that likes Zelda to play it, or just anyone that likes cute little RPGs with dungeons, excuse me, and stuff. So yeah, I think it's good. The music's really nice as well. I probably said that last week. Have you thought much of it while you've seen me just playing it all the time?
It looks fun, because we need a train simulator game, and unfortunately this is the best we have.
So it's going to be a bit weird though, train simulator for the DS.
Yeah.
Be quite cute. You could have your journey on the top, and you'd have like a trainy view, so from inside the train, and with all your buttons and stuff. That'd be cute, they should do that. I'm sorry.
Moving along.
I'm sorry.
As mentioned last week, I've been playing a bit of X3 Terran Conflict, so I've started my merchantman now, so I've got a big-ass cargo ship you start with, and also one escort fighter thing. I must say, I prefer playing it as a merchant dude. Although it was, I don't really have enough time to play it, so I've only really managed to play it for about 2 days.
Yeah, they've had you working like crazy.
Yeah, which is probably why I'm ill. Obviously, we have many diseased people in town. I must admit, I did get a tad bored, because I was making lots of money and this and that, but I was thinking, I don't really have the time for a game this size anymore. So I got out the script editor and gave myself a space station just to have like a bit of income. I've just like finished making my space station and stocking it up with Argonu beef and energy cells so it can make Argonu beef. Is a product of Argon, blah blah blah. So yeah, basically they need Argonu beef to make meat steak kahunas, which people eat. So yes, now I'm like fundamental in the food chain by my big outer space farm, which I now have. Yeah, and I've done a bit of exploring since I set that up. I've got a feeling I'm gonna like give myself a destroyer and go on a rampage and kill everyone.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, so it is a brilliant game, but obviously I'm a bit short of time at the moment, so I've had to accelerate the process a bit.
Mm.
I'll play as the you're given like four options to start with, like a humble merchant, and like a Terran defender, and a few other options like that. So I started as a Terran defender, and yeah, it's got a bit of storyline there, but I was just like whatever. But I did really like the solar system, because when you start as a Terran defender, you're in the solar system, and you travel between all the planets, and they look really nice. So yeah, it's still good, but obviously you need time to play it. And if you don't have time to play it, you can just go mentally and give yourself loads of stuff.
One thing I could mention about, because I didn't put it on the show notes, Blue Toad... I can't remember the name of it. Mystery Man. Blue Toad Murder Files? Blue Toad Case Files? Blue Toad Murder Mystery...
Carry on, I'll find out.
Blue Toad something or other. It came out... Friday. Blue Toad Murder Files? Yeah, Blue Toad Murder Files. Which is a PSN game made by Relentless Software, who usually just bring us Buzz, and have brought us Buzz for a while. I'm not sure everything they've made. So they tried to... Well, they've decided to make something different. Although I wouldn't say it's totally different. It's a murder mystery type game thing. So you start the game, you've come to a new town. It has... Well, one of the things that I thought was a bit weird, and I still haven't found out how it really integrates itself together, but you can have up to four people play, because there's four investigators in the Blue Toad agency. Blue Toad Detectives? Something like that. Maybe Blue Toad Detective Agency. But so there's four of them, and you can have up to four people playing, each as their own detective. I've only played the game out by myself, but even though it's a murder mystery game, it still feels like Buzz. The main movement in the characters is only through through facial expressions and their heads moving. Sometimes their necks as well. There's no movement at all from like shoulders downwards. I think this is mainly because that's all Blitz. What am I saying, Blitz? Or Relentless ever do. So, like, in the Buzz games, they don't have that much movement. Or I think they moved a fair bit more. But as well as that, the environments are quite basic and simple. This is mainly because they're a character design studio, really. They make interesting characters. And that's what they've done, pretty much. But yeah, so you're solving, like, a murder. They've put two episodes up so far. You talk to someone for a while, pay attention to what they do, then they give you a mini game to solve, which can be anything from finding out how many people are staying at a hotel or fixing someone's pipes so they can serve beer to people, things like that. Some of the stuff being really, really difficult. And then you get a medal then based upon if you finished it. If you didn't finish it, you didn't get a medal. If you finished it within a certain time and without getting anything wrong, you can get a gold, and there's also silver and bronze as well. But I thought that was quite nice. One nice thing as well, if you get below a gold, it tells you how you're rubbish. I thought that was cool, because not enough games tell you you're really crap, or, you know, oh my god, you took that much time to finish this, or wow, you actually finished it this year, or something like that. It's quite funny. Well, I thought it was. Of course, it being a British game as well, I don't know if it's out in America, but they've got your stereotypical British accents on all the people in the town. Bit odd that most of them are supposed to be local people and they've all got different accents. So you got... I can't even think of what kind of accents, other than someone from down south. Like some people.
Yes, carry on. Please enlighten us.
What do you mean, please enlighten us? Like a Gloucester accent.
Gloucester. They're not people.
Not people. I can't think of what other...
Somerset.
Or Somerset. Fine, let's say Somerset accent. One of them, I couldn't even understand what you were saying at some point. But yeah, it's cool. I'm sure it was set in America based on getting to hear British people talking, maybe. Because they seem to love Fable, and, you know, it's kind of the same thing. It's very short, though. I managed to finish both of the... Yeah, I finished both of them. Both of the first two episodes that they put up. I finished both of them today, actually. I started playing the first one Saturday night, and finished it off today. Actually, no, I started playing it Friday night, maybe. Either way, they're really good. They're quite nice as well. I hope they do offers like they have with the first two, because you can either get them for £6 each off the PSN or both of them for a tenner. And I hope what they'll do is then release them in batches of twos, because there's six altogether, and then it can work its way out like that. I think it'd be quite nice. So yeah, I think it's quite cool. Have you got any thoughts on the Blue Toad?
Seemed quite interesting. Obviously not exactly my cup of tea, but it looks quite good.
It's not as in-depth as I'd hope. And the way it rewards the player on paying attention could be more intense and harder, but it isn't. The only way it explains a a riddle. I suppose it's a riddle, actually. The only way it explains a riddle to you is if you actually decide to give up, and then it'll tell you how you solve it. But it's a fun little game. I quite enjoyed it. I look forward to the next ones. Sorry. I can't even see the show notes. I don't even know what's up next. Okay.
God of War 3.
Yeah, this was just a brief mention because the Sony European blog recently announced that the God of War 3 Ultimate Edition. What are you buying? Oh, you're getting Tinker. Didn't you already have it? Or no, can't you get...
It was a Windows Vista Ultimate Extra.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? Yeah, so God of War 3 Ultimate Edition has been announced for in Europe. It's slightly different to the American version. You've got pretty much all the same stuff that the American one had, except you get the God of War collection in it as well. Ow. So like God of War 1 and 2 redone for the PS3. It's the only way at the moment that you'll be able to buy them. So if you'd already imported them and you wanted the Ultimate Edition, you're going to have two copies of it. Or if you just wanted to buy it, you're going to have to fork out however much money this Pandora's Box Ultimate Edition is going to be. I think it looks quite interesting. I hope it's not going to be too expensive, because I would like to pick up a copy. But I'm imagining that the Pandora's Box itself that it comes in may not be that amazing, which I think is a bit of a shame. But either way, I mean, I'm a bit more into Greek mythology now, so maybe I'll enjoy God of War a bit more. I'll give it a go. And I'll pick up the Ultimate Edition. It's not available for pre-order anywhere yet, which is a shame. But hopefully it will be soon, along with a few others, because, of course, Heavy Rain's got a special edition coming out now. And Bioshock 2 has its special edition as well. Can I mention my other thing first? Before you mention this?
Yeah. Mention whatever you want.
Okay, and talking on the note of collector's editions and special editions, they're also doing one of Alien vs. Predator, which looks quite nice. Apparently it's a European exclusive one, mainly because AVP is being developed by Rebellion, who are in Derby, maybe? Sheffield? Somewhere like that? I don't know, maybe they're in Cambridge or Oxford. Oh no, either way, Rebellion have been making it, as Rebellion made the originals. And they've teamed together with Sega to make a nice collector's edition, which, as well as getting the game, of course, it comes in nice, well, exclusive packaging, I suppose, because it's a big box, and you get with it a face hugger.
Great. Well, we need a face hugger.
I hope it's quite big, and it's made of something quite nice. So maybe something rubbery, but then you could hit people with it. You get a Weyland Yutani patch as well, and some lenticular image, and I think maybe a bonus DVD. I'm looking forward to the face hugger.
I'm looking forward to the game.
Yeah,
but
I'll buy it.
Screw it up.
I'll buy it. You can play the game, and I'll have the face hugger.
Deal.
But what do you want it on? PC?
Yes.
Don't want Gamer Score.
Just a PC version, not Gamer Score?
Probably not. Okay, but yeah. So that's just my little mention of collector's editions coming out. I think, well, there's Mass Effect 2 collector's edition coming out as well. I'm not too sure what it's got in it. At all.
Stuff.
Lots of stuff. I think the box looked a bit ugly. But yeah. Lots of stuff I will be pre-ordering when they can become available. And I look forward to having them when they come out. Not sure when God of War 3 comes out, but as far as I know, Heavy Rain's coming out February time. It might be put back, though, because Quantic Dream Games can. They're quite a small company, so yeah. But yeah, so that's me. Now you've got a little thing up.
Yeah, the Games On Demand service for Games Windows Live has launched. So you can now download games through that, a la Steam.
A la Steam.
However, the application has not changed since, like, version 3. And it's still slow. It doesn't behave like a proper application very well. Like, you know, I was just resizing the window a minute ago and the contents went blank when I was doing it.
Don't do it anymore.
Well, it did it on the, I wish it would stop doing that. It did it on my game demos page. So you can download demos from it. You can also download Tinker for free.
Tinker. I had that on Vista.
Which is a fun game. Apparently it's got achievements.
Oh, really? You're looking forward to that, aren't you?
No, because it'll probably be really hard.
So, seriously, it's got Windows like, it's not bad. Yeah, where did it say achievements?
I don't know, I read it somewhere.
You sure you weren't reading it somewhere else? Sale.
Yeah, so Shadowrun and Viva Pinata are in the sale.
50% off, limited time only.
Yeah, so I mean, it doesn't have many games on it yet. So it's sort of like Steam in the early days when Steam only had Half-Life and like Half-Life associated things. It doesn't strike me as they've spent a lot of money on it, but obviously it'll probably use the same backend as the Xbox because you still got your points and all that
yeah.
sort of stuff. But I mean, I'm trying to look at full games now, and although I have lots of things downloading, like an 800 megabyte World of Warcraft patch and Tinker, it doesn't seem to be opening very well. So yeah, it could do with some more people, there we go, being put on the team to polish up this application.
Oh gosh.
Because it is very early, and frankly I don't think I'll be buying anything on here until I'm assured that Microsoft won't pull the plug on it.
Is that it? Oh, there's two pages.
Yeah, so like I said, there's not a lot of stuff on here.
No.
And I'll be waiting a bit, like I said, to make sure that Microsoft won't pull the plug on it. Because obviously then all your games would be gone.
So can you get achievements on GTA 4 on PC? You can't, can you?
I don't think GTA 4 is a live title. Or is it gone? Yeah. It's got the live bit on it.
So you can get achievements in that?
Yeah, anything with the live bit, you can get achievements.
That was cheap the other day on the internet.
How cheap?
Quite cheap.
Let's see how much it is on the games. Like Windows Live Marketplace.
£5 cheap.
Ooh, we can download trailers and shit for free, but it doesn't seem to actually have a link for the game yet.
£5. Not on there.
Oh. £5 isn't too bad, is it?
Well, I didn't realise you can get achievements out of it, because you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Just got cooperative play, we can do that. But, let's face it, I don't think I'll be playing it.
No.
Moving along. We have to announce the winner of the Dragon Age giveaway.
Did you close Twitter?
Yeah.
We need to find out the username.
Oh, I do apologise.
That's okay. Sadly, we didn't have as many entries as we would have hoped for. Which I thought was a bit of a shame. If you click on home. But we're still going to give it away. Through our random number generator, Paul acquired our winner, who is...
Wait a minute, we should also announce that if the guy who wins doesn't give us their details within 24 hours of the podcast being posted, it goes to the second person.
Okay. Did you hear that? Yeah?
Yeah, so the dude who won, you have to get us your details ASAP, or else we'll send a note to the second person, and so on and so on, until eventually I just get it, and then it's mine.
You don't want it.
I can exchange it for an Xbox version. Right, moving along. Catherine is going to announce the winner.
Or am I?
Because I didn't know how to fracking pronounce that.
Absido? I don't know. A-B...
Absido.
Absido. Absido.
Fracknos. Has he actually got a name, this guy?
Brett. Scott Job.
Okay, so Scott Job has won, whoever you are. If you would be kind enough to either direct message your address to Gamercast or send an email to feedback@gamercast.net and we shall expedite your game to you, and you should receive it within 4 to 6 weeks.
Well, it depends where he is as well. But so are we saying that if they don't listen to the podcast and find out they won, they forfeit their prize?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not going to message them on Twitter?
No.
Okay.
Because we're doing that, let's make it 48 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, because our voice is a bit tight. We give them time to listen. But then it would go to the second person and then the third person.
I suppose it makes sense, because the thing is, they shouldn't just be allowed to enter it, try and win it, and not either ever listen to the podcast again.
No.
They should have to listen to it more than once. So yeah, hopefully the person who won it, Mr. Scott Job, will be listening to the show when we put it up. And they have 48 hours to give us their details. Did you say to feedback at gamercast.net?
Or direct message on Twitter.
Or direct message on Twitter. If you don't, we're sorry, Mr. Job. You'll lose your prize. And we'll give it to the next person.
Yeah. But we do have quite a few people to go through.
Yeah.
Obviously. Well, we didn't have that many people, but we had like a couple.
Well, we had more than Paul expected, which would be one.
Yes, we had more than one.
Although I was hoping for a few more people.
Yes, but I've been doing this longer than you. I know how much it sucks. And plus, the question was probably too hard for people to bother to answer.
What, to go on Wikipedia and find it out?
Yeah, so the answer to the question was, of course, Shattered Monkeys.
Yes, Shattered Steel, which was the first BioWare game. I think it was made in 96 or something like that. So,
this guy's only following five people. He's only got eight followers.
Does he go on Twitter much, though?
45 tweets. I don't know, but he posted Sleepy Time back in November.
Sleepy Time.
So, yeah, get your details to us quickly, and then we will send your game.
If not, sorry. You've got 48 hours from when it posts up.
If not, sorry, but we'll announce the new winner next week, or the week after, whenever it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much it for this episode.
This will be the last episode before it's 2010 or whatever.
So yeah.
The next episode will be... When will it be? It'll be on the 3rd?
The 3rd of January.
Yeah, January then, yeah. Yeah.
I've got nothing else in my diary.
3rd of January will be the next show, so we won't be having one next week.
Because we're having a week off.
But yeah.
Again.
We'll be here in 2 weeks' time. Hopefully Mr. Job will have gotten his... Well, actually, we'll post Dragon Age after Christmas in case it could get lost in the post. Not that it would, but it also means I have the time to get to the post office.
If we're shipping it internationally, you know, who knows what it is.
Well, yeah. When we get the details, if we do, I'll find out about posting times and contact them, tell them when they'll get it, probably. And yeah, so that'll be cool. So you can leave feedback on the blog at gamercast.net. You can email us feedback at feedback@gamercast.net. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/gamercast, as well as send us replies or direct messages if you want to. Is that all the feedbacky stuff?
Yeah, that'll do. Let me go.
Okay, we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Bye-bye.